everyone. Welcome back to day two of our article. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
And we learned that in day one that Laura was helping me, bargain for something, trying to get a discount on a dress that I really liked.
Mm-hmm. So besides what Laura did in our day one article, do you have any tips for getting good deals? 有什么妙招是可以买到划算的东西吗？
Right, because, you know, I'm not so good at bargaining, but I do try to buy things, of course, at a cheaper price if I can. So I use coupons.
Oh, 用优惠券。
Yeah, or sometimes I buy stuff when it's on sale.
特价的时候再买东西。
And I know at some grocery stores you can go at a later time, so almost the time when they're about to close.
Oh.
And then, yeah.
所以晚点再去超市，因为他们会想要赶快卖掉当天的东西，所以会有折扣。
Yes, exactly. So the later it is, the more discounts they give because they want to get rid of the food.
Yeah, what else?
And I think a big part of it is, another part for me is, I really will think about if I really need this thing or not. So is it worth the money that I spend?
Right. So I think the last one is what?I need to do. 真的需要的时候再买，不要乱买。I've bought a lot of stuff that I don't really need, so they just sit there.
Yeah, and it takes up space, so it's not really helpful. But let's see if I learned the skills from what Laura taught me with the bargaining. So let's take a look at our article for day two.
All right.
Can I get a discount?
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Laura wants to get a pair of jeans. Tiffany tries to get her a discount.
Excuse me, sir. Can you give me a discount on these jeans, please?
No, I'm sorry.
Tiffany walks out of the store. Laura follows behind her.
Where are you going?
I'm walking away.
What? But you didn't even bargain.
Oh, right.
Tiffany and Laura walk back into the store.
We would like to try on these jeans.By the way, I like your t-shirt.
Thanks. It's just a white t-shirt.
Tiffany tries on the jeans.
These jeans have paint marks on them. You should give me a discount.
That's the design of these jeans.
Oh, will you take 500 NT dollars for the jeans?I only have a 500 NT dollar bill.
Tiffany opens her wallet to take out her money.
No, I'm sorry. I can give you change, though. I saw a 1,000 NT dollar bill in your wallet.
Laura buys the jeans, and they leave the store.
Sorry, that didn't work.
Good try, though. Jeans. Jeans. Tanya usually wears jeans and a t-shirt to school. Tanya usually wears jeans and a t-shirt to school. Try on. Try on. Joey tried on the shirt before he bought it. Joey tried on the shirt before he bought it. Wallet. Wallet. I forgot to bring my wallet, so I don't have any money. I forgot to bring my wallet, so I don't have any money. Change. Change. I gave the clerk 100 NT dollars for a 50 NT dollar notebook, so I got 50 NT dollars change. I gave the clerk 100 NT dollars for a 50 NT dollar notebook, so I got 50 NT dollars change.
Okay, so the article for day two starts off with a scenario. It says, Laura wants to get a pair of jeans. Tiffany tries to get her a discount.
今天的对话背景来到呢 ,Laura 想要买一条牛仔裤。好、哦、所以现在换成 Laura 要买了。那 Tiffany 呢就要试着帮她要到折扣。
Yeah, she already got a discount for me on the dress. I think I want to do her a favor,、mm-hmm. pay back the favor, and、yeah. I want to get her a pair of jeans. Jeans here is also our word power word. It's spelled J-E-A-N-S, jeans. It's a noun, and jeans are things we wear a lot. They are pants made out of a material called denim. Now, denim is a very strong cloth.Usually jeans are the color blue, but of course they can be dyed or made into different colors like black, white, or gray. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. Tanya usually wears jeans and a t-shirt to school. Tanya usually wears jeans and a t-shirt to school.
Jeans, 牛仔裤。刚 Tiffany 老师提到呢，牛仔裤用的材料是 denim, 也就是丹宁布。那我们的例句说到呢， Tanya usually, 也就是 Tanya 通常呢，都会穿牛仔裤和 T-shirt 到学校去。那同学们注意哦，为什么 jeans 字尾要加一个 s 呢？因为它是复数型，有两条裤管。那如果我们要说一条牛仔裤的话，pair of jeans, a pair of 这个片语就要出来了，因为啊 a pair of something 代表的是东西有一副一对，也就是两个一起的意思。 For example, a pair of shoes, 一双鞋子， a pair of socks, 一双袜子， a pair of glasses, 一副眼镜，因为有两个镜片， a pair of earrings,一副耳环， or a pair of scissors, 一把剪刀，因为有两个刀片。
I got it now. All right, so next, I want to get Laura some jeans. Let's see if I can successfully learn the skills she taught me. So next in the article, I say, Excuse me, sir, can you give me a discount on these jeans, please?
这边呢 ,Tiffany 就问到了，诶，不好意思哦，先生，你可以帮牛仔裤打个折吗？That's way too polite!
Uh-oh!
也太有礼貌了吧，店员怎么会理你呢？ I think the person will say no right away.
Okay, so maybe the wrong way to do it. Okay, let's see what the court says.
You have to be more aggressive.
Okay, I want this.
Give me a discount.
The clerk says, no, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh, 果然店员说不行耶，抱歉哦。
Okay, so then...the scenario is I walk out of the store. So Tiffany walks out of the store and Laura follows behind her. I see Elsie laughing already.
Okay, so Tiffany 这个时候就学 Laura. 她就呢走出这家店 Laura 就跟着她 I think Tiffany here tries to make the store clerk yell at her and say, hey, come back. We can give you this discount.
But let's see what happens. Laura says, where are you going?
Laura 就问了，你要去哪里啊？
And I say, I'm walking away.
我要走掉啊，我要学你啊。
And Laura says, what? But you didn't even bargain.
Laura 这时候有点惊讶，她就说什么？你根本没有讲价啊，你只有要求他可不可以帮你打折，然后他拒绝你了，你就走掉。Yes, Tiffany only asked for a discount politely.
Yeah, I think maybe it's the wrong way to do it. So next I say, oh, right.
对吼 Tiffany 就说了 So what are they gonna do? Are they going back to the store again? 他们是要再回到店里面去吗 Will that be too strange? 会不会太奇怪
I think it might be strange.
Too awkward.
It's pretty funny, yeah. So next, what happens in the article is Tiffany and Laura. So Laura and I walk back into the store.
Tiffany 跟 Laura 这时候就走回店里面去了。
Okay, they must think we're kind of weird. I say, we would like to try on these jeans. By the way, I like your t-shirt.
Tiffany 就先跟店员说了，我们想试穿这条牛仔裤。By the way, 对了，我喜欢你的 t-shirt.
When you want to try on something, so it's a phrase here, try on, which is also a word power word. Try is spelled T-R-Y, try on, O-N. It's a phrasal verb and it means to put on a piece of clothing to see if it fits or if it looks good. So you should try on the shoes to make sure it's the right size. Okay, we can also say try it on. So it means the clothing or the shoes or the hat or anything that you want to try on. So we can say try it on or we can say try on.Something. Now, what is our word power sentence? Our word power sentence is Joey tried on the shirt before he bought it. Joey tried on the shirt before he bought it.
To try on something, 也就是试穿的意思。那例句说到呢 ,Joey 在买这件衬衫前先试穿它。那我们去服饰店的时候呢怎么样跟店员表达你要试穿这件衣服你可以说 May I try this on? 那我们用到的是 this, 所以代表这个衣服呢可能是 t-shirt, 或是 shirt, 衬衫是单数的衣物。那如果今天是复数的衣物比如说我们刚刚前面讲到的牛仔裤 jeans, 你就可以说 May I try them on? May I try them on? 那我们要试穿的地方叫做 fitting room.F-I-T-T-I-N-G-R-O-O-M, fitting room. 那在试穿的时候呢你会发现因为有 different sizes, 不同的尺寸所以可能要试一两件才能够决定哪一个适合你对不对那尺寸包括什么呢比如说从最小的 extra small, 再来呢小号 small, 中号 medium, 或者是大号 large, 特大号 extra large.All right, what does the clerk say about Tiffany's compliment on the t-shirt?
Let's see, the clerk says, thanks, it's just a white t-shirt.
店员说谢谢你哦可是呢这就只是一件白色的 t-shirt 而已我不知道你在夸奖什么。
He's not a very friendly clerk, okay. Alright, so next in the article, I try on the jeans, so Tiffany tries on the jeans.
Tiffany 呢就去试穿了牛仔裤。
Then I say, these jeans have paint marks on them. You should give me a discount.
穿回来之后呢 ,Tiffany 就说了，诶，这件牛仔裤上面有油漆的痕迹耶，你应该给我折扣哦。Wait a second, 他该不会把牛仔裤上面的设计当作污渍吧？
Let's see.
I don't know. Tiffany, you tell me.
Okay, the clerk says, that's the design of these jeans. Okay, design is the way something is made. So, it can be a drawing or a pattern, and it's put there on purpose.
店员就回答了，那是牛仔裤的设计。我们看到 design 这个字在对话当中是名词，设计的意思。那 design 呢，本身也可以当动词用哦。For example, you can say, who designed these jeans? 是谁设计了这条牛仔裤？那如果我们在 design 的字尾加上 er 变成 designer, 那就是名词设计师的意思啦。
Uh-oh, so I say, oh, will you take $500 for the jeans? I only have a $500 bill. Now, bill is just basically paper money. So in Taiwan, we have the $100, $500, $1,000 bill. Now, we could also say notes as well. So a $100 note or $500 notes.So, we also have something called coins as well, which is also money, but it's money made out of metal, so it makes a sound. So, like the 1NT, 5NT, 10NT, 50NT, these are all coins.
对话当中呢 ,Tiffany 就先接着说，牛仔裤可以卖我500块吗？500台币，我只有一张500元的钞票。我们看到 bill 这个字，名词是钞票的意思，那我们可以用 note, N-O-T-E 这个字来代替。那另外呢，我们台币当中除了有纸钞、钞票，还有所谓的硬币叫做 coin, C-O-I-N。那另外呢 ,bill 这个字啊同学们注意哦它除了当钞票之外可以当账单来解释。比如说呢我们会收到的 electricity bill, 电费单或者是呢 water bill, 水费单。
Okay, so next, what happens? Tiffany opens her wallet to take out her money.
现在呢 Tiffany 就打开她的皮夹拿出她的钱。
And wallet is our word pair word. It's spelled W-A-L-L-E-T. It's a noun and it means a small folding case that can hold money, credit cards, and much more. So, we usually carry wallets or we can also carry coin purses or a change purse. Okay. Our word pair sentence is, I forgot to bring my wallet, so I don't have any money. I forgot to bring my wallet, so I don't have any money.
Wallet 是皮夹的意思。例句说到呢，我忘记带我的皮夹了，所以呢，我没有任何的钱。那这边跟同学们做一下比较哦。Wallet 跟 purse 有什么不一样？ Purse 特指的是呢，女用的钱包，它长得不是皮夹的样子。另外呢， purse 也可以当女生背的包包。
That's right. Okay, next the clerk says, No, I'm sorry. I can give you change, though. I saw a $1,000 bill in your wallet. Oh, so rude.
店员这时候说呢，嘿，不行哦，抱歉哈。不过呢，我可以找你零钱，因为我看到你皮夹里面有1000块钞票。
So he says he can give me change. Change is a word pair word. It's spelled C-H-A-N-G-E, change. It's a noun and it means smaller bills or coins given in exchange for a larger one. So when you get change for $1,000 bill, it means you want to break the bill down to smaller bills or notes. So you can get $2,500 bills or you can get $10,100 bills.For example, our sentence is, I gave the clerk $100 for a 50NT notebook, so I got 50NT change. I gave the clerk $100 for a 50NT notebook, so I got 50NT change.
Change 是名词，零钱，它不可数哦，所以不管零钱回来的有多少。你都不能够加上 s。那例句说呢，我给店员100块的钞票来买50元的笔记本，所以呢，我会得到多少零钱？也就是我会得到50块的零钱回来。那 change 本身还可以当名词，改变的意思。Let's make a change. Why don't we have Thai food today?
Okay.
我们今天来做个改变吧。我们来吃泰式食物。Is that okay for you, Tiffany?
Okay, I love Thai food.
That sounds good. 另外呢 ,change 也可以当动词。 代表的也是改变。He's changed so much that I don't even recognize him. 他改变的实在太多了。所以我都不认识他了。The clerk shouldn't look, right, Tiffany?
Yeah, it's a little rude.
But now Tiffany and Laura must be a little embarrassed. What are they gonna do?
I don't know. Let's see. Laura says, Laura buys the jeans and they leave the store.
Laura 买下了牛仔裤之后呢，他们就离开那家店了。
So I say, of course, sorry, that didn't work.
Tiffany 就跟这个 Laura 道歉了，就说 sorry 啊，抱歉，没有成功。这边的 work 当动词。那我们说过动词有工作的意思，不过在文章中呢是起效用。我们也可以说啊 ,the coffee machine is not working, 这个咖啡机没有在起效用，就是不能用的意思。I guess I'll buy coffee at the 7-Eleven today. 今天我可能要到 7-Eleven 去买咖啡了。
But Laura says to me, good try though.
人很好的 Laura 说 Tiffany, 你已经尽力了。
Okay, well, I still haven't learned how to bargain.
现在呢我们要进到 Matchbox, 然后呢听完 Matchbox, 我们就要到我们的 review time.
Matchbox, 找亮点。
Hello everyone, this is Lynn.欢迎来到 Magic Box 找亮点。大家买东西的时候遇到找零，是不是都觉得有点头痛啊？尤其是到国外玩的时候，每次听完 Here's your change 就会一阵手忙脚乱。刚刚说 Here's your change， 这边的 change 可不是动词改变的意思哦，而是名词零钱的意思。所以当有人跟你说 I can give you change 的时候呢，他不是说可以给你改变哦，而是说他可以给你零钱哦。除了 give somebody change 可以当作找零的意思， make change 也是找零。例如我们可以问说100块找得开吗？ Can you make change for $100 bill? Can you make change for $100 bill? 这句话呢是在付钱需要找零的时候用的。但是如果你只是想要店员帮忙把大钞换成小钞，这时候呢我们就可以说 Can you break the bill for me? Can you break the bill for me? Bill 呢就是大钞的意思啦。 Change 本身呢其实就是零钱的意思，所以你要说我有100元的零钱，我们就可以说 I have $100 in change. I have $100 in change.如果你口袋里有的零钱加起来有100元这么多，就可以这么说。还有啊，一个很实用的说法，这里也教给你。因为在美国这样的地方呢，习惯会给服务人员小费。如果找回来的零钱数量跟你想给的这个小费差不多，你就可以跟他说 keep the change， keep the change， 也就是不用找了的意思。刚刚说 change 是零钱， bill 是大钞。那些都是这个付现金 cash 的时候，如果要用信用卡付要怎么说呢？我们可以问店员 Do you take credit card? Do you take credit card? 这样呢就没有找零的问题啦。这些英文句子在旅行的时候特别实用的。最后就是我们的验收时间啦，考考你们哦，1000块找得开吗？这句话的英文要怎么说呢？快抢答不要走开，答案即将揭晓。The answer is, can you make change for $1,000 bill? 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, it's a spelling test time.
Whoa.
Yeah, so what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to spell the word pair words that we have. So we have jeans, try on, wallet, and change. So are you ready, Elsie?
I'm always ready.
Alright, let's spell the word wallet.
Oh, I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Wallet, wallet, wallet.
Wallet.
W-A-L-L-E-T, wallet.
Yes, did you guys get it right? Don't forget to follow along and try to spell it as well. Okay,
Tiffany,
your turn. Okay, yes.
Please spell try on.
Try on, that's so easy. Try, T-R-Y space O-N on, try on.
You've got it, I'm so nice to you.
Yeah.
I gave you an easy one.
Okay, this one should be easy, jeans.
jeans, 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 J-E-A-N, 复数, S.
Yes, last one. Ask me.
Change.
Okay, change. C-H-A-N-G-E, change.
That's right.
Yeah.
You are good.
Yes. All right, so did you guys get all these words right? We hope you guys enjoyed the article, but that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you guys next time.
See you. Goodbye.
Bye. Can I get a discount?
Laura wants to get a pair of jeans. Tiffany tries to get her a discount.
Excuse me, sir. Can you give me a discount on these jeans, please?
No, I'm sorry.
Tiffany walks out of the store. Laura follows behind her.
Where are you going?
I'm walking away.
What? But you didn't even bargain.
Oh, right.
Tiffany and Laura walk back into the store.
We would like to try on these jeans. By the way, I like your t-shirt.
Thanks. It's just a white t-shirt.
Tiffany tries on the jeans.
These jeans have paint marks on them. You should give me a discount.
That's the design of these jeans.
Oh, will you take 500 NT dollars for the jeans? I only have a 500 NT dollar bill.
Tiffany opens her wallet to take out her money.
No, I'm sorry. I can give you change, though. I saw a 1,000 NT dollar bill in your wallet.
Laura buys the jeans, and they leave the store.
Sorry, that didn't work.
Good try, though. Jeans. Jeans. Tanya usually wears jeans and a t-shirt to school. Tanya usually wears jeans and a t-shirt to school. Try on. Try on. Joey tried on the shirt before he bought it. Joey tried on the shirt before he bought it. Wallet. Wallet. I forgot to bring my wallet, so I don't have any money. I forgot to bring my wallet, so I don't have any money. Change. Change. I gave the clerk 100 NT dollars for a 50 NT dollar notebook, so I got 50 NT dollars change. I gave the clerk 100 NT dollars for a 50 NT dollar notebook, so I got 50 NT dollars change.